visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic and Pocketbook Briefing, September 11, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest practical stories are about health insurance costs, rural medical care, food and tax policy, and the rules for casting a ballot. A $500 ACA refund program has been announced for some people who pay full price for federal marketplace coverage, while court decisions are shaping mail voting nationwide and congressional representation in Missouri. Several of these actions are not the final word, so the next court orders and agency details matter a lot. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. White House announces $500 ACA refund checks for some full-price marketplace customers. The White House announced September 10th that it plans to send $500 checks beginning in October to nearly 1 million people who buy Affordable Care Act coverage through the federal marketplace and do not receive premium assistance. The administration says the money comes from surplus marketplace user fees that it says were passed on through premiums. The announced program applies only in the 30 states that use the federal exchange, not to everyone with ACA coverage. What to watch? Watch for CMS or Treasury instructions on who qualifies, whether people need to apply, how the checks will be delivered, and whether any legal or budget questions delay the October timetable.
Headline 2. Appeals Court leaves block on new federal mail ballot rules in place. A federal appeals court on September 10th upheld a lower court order blocking key parts of President Trump's executive order on mail voting. The administration had sought to put new Postal Service-related mail ballot requirements into effect before the November 3rd midterm election. The case is also before the U.S. Supreme Court. What to watch? The Supreme Court could act quickly because election offices are already preparing and sending ballots. Voters should still follow the deadline and ballot return instructions from their own state or local election office.
Headline 3. Missouri is set to use its older U.S. House map in November after another Supreme Court intervention. Missouri's November congressional election is set to use the state's 2022 map rather than a newer map passed in 2025 after the U.S. Supreme Court stopped a federal court order that would have required use of the newer map. Missouri voters will also see a referendum on the newer map. The state court has said the 2022 map remains in force unless voters approve the newer map. What to watch? Watch for any further Supreme Court filing, Missouri election guidance, and the November 3rd referendum result. Missouri voters should confirm their congressional district and ballot information with local election officials before voting.
Headline 4. HHS sends nearly $25 million to small rural hospitals in 13 states. The Department of Health and Human Services announced September 10 that 132 small rural hospitals will share nearly $25 million through the Rural Hospital Provider Assistance Program. HHS says the grants can be used to retain doctors, nurses, and other staff and to maintain emergency, inpatient, and other essential services. What to watch? Watch for the recipient list and for how each hospital uses the money. Patients and workers can also watch whether the grants preserve particular services, such as emergency care, maternity care, or inpatient beds.
Headline 5. Tax breaks are showing up for many households, while SNAP and Medicaid changes are beginning to bite. A new review of the major tax and spending law enacted last year found that many households received continued or expanded tax breaks during the latest filing season, including provisions related to tips, overtime, child tax credits, and some senior deductions. The same law tightened eligibility and work rules in food assistance and Medicaid. Some states have begun Medicaid work requirements, while broader changes are expected to roll out in 2027. What to watch? Watch for state notices about SNAP and Medicaid rules, especially work reporting requirements, renewal forms, and appeal rights. Households should not assume benefits have ended based on national news alone. State agencies make individual eligibility decisions.
Headline 6. Federal indictment alleges paid use of stolen voter identities on California ballot petitions. Federal prosecutors announced September 10 that a Victorville, California man was arrested on an indictment alleging that he and two others paid people to sign ballot petitions using stolen identities of registered voters. Prosecutors say the alleged scheme involved petitions connected to California ballot initiatives and that one defendant received about $41,600 from petition coordinators. An indictment is an accusation, and the defendants are presumed innocent unless proven guilty. What to watch? Watch for the defendant's initial court appearances, any plea or trial dates, and whether prosecutors identify the initiative or initiatives affected. California election officials may also provide information about any review of petition filings. Visit whatsmypolitics.usfirst. Run the local zip scan for a cited look at civic decisions and political news affecting your community. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.